USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate did pass the $2.2 trillion economic rescue package. At the White House evening coronavirus task force briefing, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin explained how long the stimulus package in the Senate will help.
We anticipated 3 months. Hopefully we won't need this for 3 months. Hopefully this war will be won quicker. But we expect that this is a significant amount of money, if needed, to cover the economy.
If the money runs out, President Trump says,
We have to go back.
The president says the bill will help not just businesses, but also the common workers.
Up to $250 billion in expanded unemployment benefits. The average worker who has lost his or her job will receive 100% of their salary for up to 4 full months.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump said companies are stepping up to help in the coronavirus pandemic. 3M, Ford, and General Motors are manufacturing medical products quickly to assist the overwhelmed hospitals and clinics. He said New York is the worst hit.
We're also, as you know, building numerous hospitals and medical centers throughout certain areas in New York. It's at the Convention Center, the Javits Convention Center. We're doing 4 hospitals, and we're doing throughout the state 4 medical centers there, somewhat different. I want you to know that I'm doing everything in my power to help the city pull through this challenge. I'm working very hard in New York. It's really by far our biggest problem.
On Wall Street, investors were mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 495 points, the S&P 500 up 28, and the NASDAQ Composite down 33. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus. The coronavirus outbreak is sidelining U.S. home buyers as well as homeowners, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Suddenly higher interest rates for loans and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy is what's kept home buyers and homeowners out of the mortgage market. Overall application volume fell more than 29% as refinance applications dropped 34%, purchase applications down 15%. So that dropped applications for loans to buy homes to the lowest level since August. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose 8 basis points to 3.74%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.